Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sport and Sorento. And tell you right, remember when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Starting with the Dolphins, who return to practice in Miami Gardens this morning. Both today's practice and tomorrow's joint practice with Jacksonville will be open to the fans. The third and final preseason game will be Saturday night at Hard Rock. And yesterday, the Colts named Daniel Jones their starter. Miami will visit Indy in week one. Notre Dame has also named a starting quarterback, C.J. Carr. He will get the start when Miami and Notre Dame meet a week from Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. All the Canes games can be heard right here on WQAM. And the Marlins fell to the Cardinals 7-4. Miami will try and avoid the sweep tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. All these starting quarterbacks starting to roll in here, Joe.
Yeah, how about that news?
Anthony Richardson, his career might be cooked here, Joe.
I got to tell you, that might be of all the stories. Not that Daniel Jones is starting. First of all, they gave him real good money to come in as the backup. What was it, $12 or $14 million? So he's a former six pick for the Giants. If anybody's a follower or a fan of the Giants, so he's smart. He goes, well, that's where I'm going because I think I'm going to beat out Anthony Richardson. So Anthony Richardson's had injury bugs and the injury bug. So anyway, they name Daniel Jones a starter over Anthony Richardson. And the agent for Anthony Richardson said his client had a great camp. He can't understand it. So we got a trust problem with the organization. My client just had a great camp. I got to tell you, I wasn't there. I have trouble believing he had a great camp if he's not starting. And I know he got hurt and the whole thing. And
he didn't have a great camp.
No.
Just another Gator bust, man.
Add
him to the pile.
Why do you bring that up? That I'm talking about the individual, not the Gators.
Not the program that produces poor NFL talent.
No, listen, okay. They tried to get him to come back. He was raw. He was talented, but raw, and he found out, and he did the right thing because he must have got a $20, $25, $30 million signing bonus with that, and I understand it. I was talking to Nat Moore about this. Nat said he needs to go back. Nat loves the kids and always looking out for the best for those guys. He said, man, you need to come back to school and play another year. Remember the freakish things? I mean, he could take off. He's running 70, 75-yard touchdowns and had a cannon for an arm. Has a cannon for an arm.
I don't think Daniel Jones is, like, terrible. I don't know what you think of him.
All I know is they let him go. He has to be released,
enough,
and they released him. They didn't go, no, we want to work with you some more.
The Giants are just a dumpster fire, man. Not that this team seems any better.
I don't know.
But Daniel Jones seems to have some skill set at least, right?
Would he? We're going to find out.
Guy can't do anything well.
Anthony?
He can't throw well. Anytime he runs, he gets hurt.
Well, he can run, but he gets hurt every time he runs.
So, he doesn't do anything well.
I'll just tell you this. For the Dolphins standpoint, I could have handpicked a few other teams. that I'd rather face if you could have an opener on the road. But that ain't a bad one to start with.
No. That's a juicy matchup, man.
That's the one.
What do you call it, the fast track?
Get right? Daniel Jones and let's get ready to go. They're shorthanded at cornerback right there. You got
sure they're shorthanded a lot of places. You'll do your boards or whatever for that game, and I'm guessing.
Well, they got some guys hurt right now, so Xavier Howard's been signed, and I don't know where. I'm guessing they're not bringing him in to back up anybody, right? They're going to want him to get his legs here the next couple weeks and get ready to start against the Miami Dolphins. By the way, the other news, there was a lot of news, and this one surprised me a little bit. It's part of that special teams group that the Dolphins, by the way, it's been pretty damn good. This Craig Aukerman taking over special teams coordinator. So he goes out and signs this Ryan Stonehouse, who was his punter and with the Titans. And so when he signed here, I think everybody thought Jake Bailey's done. He's toast. This guy Stonehouse got a huge leg. And anyway, Jake Bailey in the few punts punted really well, and he's a holder for Jason Sanders. And no matter what anybody tells you, I think everybody likes to try to keep, especially when you've hit 27 field goals in a row, and that's where it stands right now for Jason Sanders. I believe it's 27 in a row. You want the guy that's holding the ball, likes the way he holds it, gets it up, trust him, and all those things. So Jake Bailey's the punter for the Dolphins coming out of this whole thing. All right, so the other stuff that's we've had this before, but I don't know if we've had it like this. And it started with the offensive line and the cornerback position. Right now, it pretty much just has to do with the cornerback position, especially with seems like every time a guy becomes one of the top guys, or Ethan Bonner was looking like he was going to start on the other side of Storm Duck, and now he pulled his hamstring, so he's going to be out for a while. So you have this soundbite, Woody, one more time for me, of Anthony Weaver talking about the cornerback position, which everybody's concerned with, except the coaches. Here he is.
Mike McDaniel talked at length about how the coaches know things about the cornerbacks that everybody else does not. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to tell you that everybody else is quite concerned about the cornerback situation. Why do you sleep well at night knowing what you know about the cornerbacks?
Well, I sleep well every night, first of all. I mean, you see my wife, she's gorgeous, so that helps, right? That helps me sleep easy.
How good is that right off the bat?
But
bam!
We don't play baseball and basketball, right? We play an 11-man sport. So we have the utmost confidence in those guys and go out there and do their jobs because we see it repeatedly through daily action. But they also have to understand they're not alone, right? We got guys up front who are going to do work and going to create problems for the quarterbacks, going to make it hard to get balls to those receivers. So I have the utmost faith in those guys, just in how they work and how they compete. And I think we've seen that throughout the game so far, and even in the joint practices when they've been facing against tougher competition. Yeah, maybe not in a one-on-one drill. God bless. Like, who can win that drill if the quarterback's just sitting there forever? Okay, but when we're in 11-on-11 football, those guys have shown up and done what we've needed them to do. And we expect that in the regular season as well, too.
So that was Coach Weaver talking about we can, you know, a lot of it's what we think we're going to get from our front seven will help. And we like this group of guys. And Mike, people probably haven't heard this, but Mike came out, I believe, the day before. And when you don't have a long resume of NFL production, you assume that's because you're not good. And that's why there's a disconnect. And that disconnect is between the media and the fans and the team.
That was a masterclass, by the way, on how to answer that question.
By the way,
because Chris would have said, "Well, you guys are more worried about it than we are."
I think Chris by the way,
I think back at the media.
I think Chris Greer, even though he's been doing this a long time, I think he learned another lesson that whole thing about having. First of all, he went like having breakfast with Mike, so that they were talking about it. And we are kind of having a good laugh that you think there's a problem with our O-line.
But I love that answer, man. Like, he's going to say, yeah, he's got faith in his guys. Great. And you know what? If it goes very poorly, we're not going to come back at him and be like, you said this was going to be good. He's just saying he's got faith in his guys.
Yes.
Real simple.
All right.
Couldn't answer that question any better.
So I just want to let you know, in case you haven't been around Mike McDaniel or you haven't heard these sound bites, Mike's going to be positive and his coaching staff is going to be positive. They've had one guy that refused to be positive about things when he didn't like it, Vic Fangio. And that's the most impressive assistant coach resume right now in the NFL. It's right there at the top. So he could get away with it. We were lucky. He had chance to go to a lot of places. He wins a Super Bowl last year with the Eagles, and he would come out. But outside of that, those guys pretty much put a positive spin. We like what they're doing, their technique. I mean, Mike was talking about technique. Oh, my God, their technique, and they're doing the right things. We see the improvement every day. You don't see it. Hey, man, we're going to know, and the reason I bring all this up, we're going to know because...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Final cuts are coming up in less than a week. Less than a week. I believe final cuts are next Tuesday. You're going to know by who they keep and they don't keep, and then who they bring in or don't bring in, if that team really believes all the stuff they're telling us. Meanwhile, they got to coach these guys every day, and they're not going to be negative with it.
Well, there's not a lot of frontline guys that are out there either, right? Like, I don't know who else is left to bring in. But these are guys that are going to be getting tossed off the teams they're on, right, for the most part?
Well, there's three guys that three names out there we've beat up this last 3 months.
If Rasul there was Douglas, a reason to sign any of those guys, though, I'm guessing Stephon it would have been
Gilmore
done, right?
And Asante Samuel, and I don't know where he stands on his physical.
Probably not great, right?
At 25 years old, you would have figured.
Well, it's a need at that position, so if any of these guys could have helped you, I assume they would have made a move.
Yes. Well, the
Xavier Howard thing, though, is that one's interesting.
We picked up four guys.
Mm-hmm.
We've picked up four veteran guys. Everybody kind of, they've picked up four guys. Now, I don't know the four. Only time will tell what they have left, right?
Well, that's why they keep getting ripped, because of the whole youth movement thing we were going for.
Well, that was originally going to be youth, and then they have backtracked. It's a good point, Woody. That is fair. So Storm Duck, they're going, all right, check. Storm's good. Looked like Ethan Bonner was making a nice move to maybe get that other position, Kendall Sheffield. But then they add all these guys, Jack Jones and Mike Hilton comes in, Cornell Armstrong comes in, and now you've added another guy from St. Thomas Aquinas. So you're adding all these guys, and we're going to find out. There's probably going to be a little bit of an upgrade. I saw two disgruntled guys. I was looking at around the league that people said might not be on teams. They've got some other guys. So two things are going to happen. They're going to release those guys, but before they release them next week, if they're going to try to trade them. And we'll find out if the Dolphins make a run at anybody. What do you think?
It's going to be an interesting few weeks, because there's some big names. You talk about disgruntled. There are some big names that are still left out there. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
with
these
guys
stand at a practice every day. It's just the you're trying.
Did you say Parsons? You said he was moping around, right?
Like, he looks like he's moping. He looks like officially.
Well, wouldn't you? Dave, I mean, how long are you going to jerk the guy around for?
By the way,
close.
Hendrickson's the other guy. Yeah. He's standing on the sideline. He goes.
They're not going to pay him.
And he, by the way, he comes out before the game, gives all those national guys on ESPN all this information. He says, yeah, "We've agreed on money, just not the guarantee."
They're not going to give him
the money. The money looks great, but not the guarantee. As in, I don't play, I'm going to get cut, and they're going to go, "Oh, that next 40 wasn't guaranteed."
Do you think both of those guys end up at their teams where they're at? Because I don't think the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals are cheap. They're not. You think they're going to come up with the cash for this guy?
That would be the one.
Seems unlikely, right?
That is most likely to get traded is because Cincinnati, although you can't say they don't spend money, they spend a ton of money for a quarterback and two wide receivers.
Yeah. And you got to respect, by the way, Parsons, like what he's doing, too,
you see
right?
How bad
like,
that Cincinnati defense is?
Yeah, it's terrible. But, like, Parsons is getting jerked around by an owner that, like, obviously has, like, they can pay him.
He loves this.
I mean, guy's got a comment for everything.
Jerry Jones loves this.
Yeah, but he keeps talking and running.
They're booing
mouth,
him. Like, I think he even likes them. He goes to practice and they boo him. And
weird, man.
It is. That is a strange one. That is. Hey, by the way, we'll talk a little bit more about this stuff and have more stuff coming up. Omar Kelly's going to join us coming up in this 9 o'clock hour. He, of course, is on fire and has some very strong opinions that we disagree with. And I know some of you do agree with him, and that's okay.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.